This is Living the RV Dream, episode 105 for Friday, July 5th, 2019.
I'm riding
in my RV,
wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, hello, travelers, and pelican heads all around the world. Today, coming to you from none other than Las Vegas, Nevada, and competing with the roaring Dometic air conditioner right above my head. Welcome to another episode of the podcast, and happy Friday to all of you. And I hope you had a great 4th of July. And actually, I am recording this on the 3rd, believe it or not, because I am here in Las Vegas. And the reason for the air conditioner, well, it was 103 degrees this afternoon. And right now, let me just check, just out of curiosity, 93 degrees. And it is 9:30 p.m. Very excited because my wife, Illy, she's flying into Las Vegas tonight. And we're going to spend the long weekend together here. And that's always very exciting. And good times. Good times are to be had. Which means I'll probably won't be vlogging as much this part of the trip. But of course, I will probably take video of the fireworks. And if we do anything like extraordinary, I will definitely do some video of that. Especially if we go to Mount Charleston, because the thing with Mount Charleston is I went with my friend Rafa, who lives here. I went back in February, or was it either late January or early February. It started to become a blur, but in any case, it was snow, it was a winter wonderland, and I want to film it now in the summer. And as I've heard, when down here in Las Vegas is 105 degrees, up there is in the high 70s maybe. So that's a good thing, you know, a good way to escape the. I mean, it's hot. I am from Miami, and I grew up in a tropical island, and it wasn't this hot. This is the real thing, what we experienced in a couple of weeks ago in San Antonio, and this heat here in Las Vegas. Anyways, I just want to give you a quick recap of what I've done in the past week. The last time we spoke, I was boondocking at a winery, very nice winery near Taos, New Mexico, and called the Black Mesa Winery. It's actually in a town, it's near Dixon. What was the name of that town? Villard, New Mexico. Very nice folks. I do recommend you stay there if you are a member of Harvest Hosts. The only negative is that I think they have Verizon service, but no AT&T service. But they do have a Wi-Fi, which works at the winery, not where you park, but it works at the winery. So that's how I was able to upload the last week's podcast. And from there, on the next day, I went to Taos. I stayed at, I didn't really plan this out, but I stayed at the Taos Valley RV Park, which wasn't bad. And it wasn't too expensive. It was like $40. I don't know. I'm talking off the top of my head right now, but it wasn't very bad. And it's very, very centrally located, very close to the main Taos Plaza, to the center of town. And of course, once you're in Taos Pueblo, which is a World Heritage Site, is the main thing to see there. Amazing. Some of the structures, they claim they've been there for 1,000 years. And this, you know, these typical New Mexican structures, the adobe style, which I didn't know. They actually have to, like, the outside, you know, they have to replaster it every once in a while with it's basically mud and hay, and that's it. Which is very, very cool. While I was in the area, I also went to this very famous bridge that goes over the Rio Grande del Norte, as it is called. It's the Rio Grande Gorge Bridge. Beautiful view from the bridge. And it is a deep, deep canyon. I even flew the drone there. Actually, I did my live video, that was Friday, from the Taos Mesa Brewery, which it was pretty cool. They had some IPA, of course, and that's my beverage my beer of choice. I also went to the Black Rock Hot Springs. I didn't get a chance to go into the hot springs because they were flooded. The Rio Grande is really high this time of the year, so there was no hot springs. And what else did I do? Well, on the following morning, I went to have a farmer's market on Saturday morning. That was Saturday morning, or was it? Yeah, on Saturday morning at the Taos Plaza. And I met with fellow YouTubers, Instagrammers, and also full-time RVers. Their Instagram and their YouTube is Power Couple Critics. Very, very nice young couple, Christine and Manny. They're full-time in a Class C, and they're staying there. I think they're camp hosting at one of the campgrounds there in Taos. So, and very nice, very, very cool town, Taos, all around. I only stayed one night at this RV park, so I only had like that whole afternoon, in which I did a lot, to be honest. And then that next morning, and from there, I decided to continue. By the way, I had breakfast at this Mexican restaurant called Guadalajara, which I really, really, really good. It was a great burrito. Actually, I had brunch. I had a burrito for breakfast, but it wasn't a breakfast burrito. It was a regular. I think my noise gate here is a little too aggressive. I'm trying for you guys not to hear the air conditioning noise, but. Anyways, in any case, from there I went to Durango because I wanted to escape the heat, to be honest, and I wanted to see the town, you know, and see the old, they have this steam locomotive and this railroad that goes from Durango to Silverton, and it's one of the most scenic train rides you can take, although my idea was never to take the train, but to take it's called the Million Dollar Highway, which goes from Durango to Silverton and eventually to Ouray, which is another beautiful town. But let me tell you about Durango. I decided to stay at the KOA, and I even reserved two nights because I said, you know, let's spend a couple of nights with good internet. I could get some work done, you know, relax. It was supposed to be a very nice campground, but they have this weird rule in which they don't allow you to run your own internet, you know. As you know, all of us full-timers or part-timers, anybody who needs to work from the road, we come with our own internet, and we have a hotspot, which basically converts the cellular signal coming from AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, or whatever you have, into Wi-Fi. Well, they did not allow that because they wanted to use their Wi-Fi, and they claimed that if you had a hotspot, it would interfere with their system that apparently they spent a lot of money on, and I'm sorry to say it doesn't work. I was never able to connect to their Wi-Fi, so after a couple of words with the owners, we decided to part ways amicably. Not so amicably, actually. They basically kicked me out because I was a troublemaker, asking to break the rules. So in the next morning, at the crack of dawn, I just left. And at some point, I will contact KOA and see if I can get a refund or something. But in any case, that was the just so you know, as a public service announcement, if you want to have internet on the road and you need to work on the road, do not go to the Durango North Riverside KOA because they do not allow you to run your own hotspot. They want you to use their potentially insecure and unreliable internet. And, well, that's all I have to say about that. Other than that, on the next day, of course, in the morning, I took that Million Dollar Highway up to Silverton. A beautiful little town, an old mining town in the middle of a valley in between snow-capped peaks, even this time of the year. And the temperature was great, was very cool. And from there, the best part of the highway, and by the way, I did a towing. If you have a very large RV, I do not recommend you do this road with your RV, or if you have a long trailer or something like that. But, you know, Minitini, the trailer is only 19 feet long, and we could do it with no problem. And the town of Ouray, I think it's called the Switzerland of America. And it's a beautiful town, surrounded by mountains, and there's a lot of hiking trails. I actually did a short trail to a waterfall that was beautiful, and did a bunch of restaurants and shops and lots of things to do. And there's like four breweries in town, very, very nice. And I was able to park on the street, you know, because all of these towns nowadays, they have adopted diagonal parking on the streets. But Ray still has a parallel parking, so I was able to park with the trailer in tow, taking two parking spaces. And of course, in all of these places, there are no parking meters, so you just park. So that was very cool. I was able to explore the town. I spent like 2 hours there, and from there, I continued. No wonder I'm not gonna be able to publish a video this Sunday. I'm traveling with such fast pace, but I promise you I'm going to slow down after Las Vegas and Los Angeles, for sure. The thing is, I have this thing in Los Angeles on July 10th, and I decided to spend 4th of July here in Vegas with Ely. So that's the thing. And well, from Oray, it had always been a dream of mine since I discovered this place in 2014. To boondock at the Valley of the Gods in Utah, and this is very close to Monument Valley. It's very close to the Arizona border as well. It's right next to this town called Mexican Hat, and it is BLM land, and it is beautiful. They have all these rock formations. If you're familiar with Monument Valley, it almost looks like a small version of Monument Valley, and I was able to boondock there. If you follow me on Instagram, you've seen the pictures, and I was able to fly the drone and take some dramatic drone footage. I can't wait to share those videos with you. But anyways, that was a bucket list item for me, boondocking at the Valley of the Gods. And I got to do that. And from there, I continued towards Page, Arizona. And I spent the next night in Page, Arizona. It was basically a travel day, because I lingered at the Valley of the Gods in the morning. I explored the surrounding area, which, by the way, beautiful area, all this area around Mexican Hat and Goosenecks State Park. So I took my sweet time, and by the time I arrived in Page, Arizona, it was probably like around 5 p.m. And I decided to. There are so many things to see in Page, Arizona. Of course, there's Lake Powell. There's the Horseshoe Bend. There's Antelope Canyon, which is something that everybody should see at least once. It's beautiful, beautiful slot canyon. But I basically stayed at this campground there. Not the Wawip where we stayed in 2014. It's called. I think it is called the Page Lake Powell RV Park or something like that. Very nice, kind of utilitarian in the sense that, it's not a lot of vegetation or anything like that. It's basically a parking lot. They do have an indoor pool. They have a huge laundry facility, because this area, I don't know if you know, but a lot of Europeans, especially Germans and Scandinavians, I guess it is very famous in their country, so they come, they rent an RVs, it's a thing. And I saw a lot of Asians this time around too, so I guess this area is becoming very, very famous internationally for people to rent an RV and do the four corners and all that. And as you know, I did that in 2014. And so I was surrounded by Cruz Americas, El Montes, and other brands of rental RVs. I didn't do much there. I didn't even do the Horseshoe Bend, which I really wanted to do. But on the next day, I continued and I visited. It's right next to the Navajo Bridge. It's called Liz Ferry. And is it Liz Ferry? Let me look it up. Yes, it is called Liz Ferry. And they even have a campground and they have boondocking there. And the next time I come to the area, not in the dead of summer, at a time of the year when it's slightly cooler, I do intend to visit this Liz Ferry. It's the spot where they used to have the ferry crossing on the Colorado River before they built the Navajo Bridge in the 1920s. And I do believe that's the place where, like, if you want to take a tour like on a boat on the Colorado River, that's where you're taken from. So the next time I'm in the area, which is going to happen, I'm gonna visit that. You can't see everything on one trip, otherwise it would take me 6 months just to get from Durango to where I am right now. So beautiful, beautiful area. And from there, of course, my other bucket list item had been the north rim of the Grand Canyon, and that's where I spent the night last night. I was able to snatch the last spot that they had at the campground, only for one night. But I let me tell you, I took advantage of my 8 hours or so of daylight in the north wind very well. And what a beautiful I don't know, I'm not, now I'm I don't know if I like the north rim or the south rim better, because they are both so amazing. And I'm trying to make time here because I want to look up the road that I took, and I can't find it right now. Okay, north rim, I'm looking it up. And I took this road that takes you to several points of interest. I think one is, it doesn't show up on my map now, but I think it's called Imperial. Well, I just remember they did give me a paper map at the visitor center. So it is called the Port Imperial Road. And you can go to Port Imperial, which is actually the deepest point in the canyon. You know, it's the highest point and the deepest drop. But actually, the piece de resistance for me was Cape Royal and the Angel's Window. And Cape Royal is the spot where the canyon is the widest. And on the other side of the canyon, you can see the South Rim, and you can see in very tiny the Desert View Watchtower, which is another place of on the South Rim that you should all visit. And you can see the Colorado River down there on the bottom. Incredible view, of course, also from the lodge area. It's called the Angels. No, it's not the Angels. Let me look it up here on the map real quick, because that's what we have. It's called it's right after the North Rim Visitor Center. It's a short hike, like a half mile maybe. It's called the Bright Angel Point, and it's another awe-inspiring view, because the Grand Canyon is amazing. And I know I'm going to show you a video about it, but videos or pictures cannot convey the experience of being there. And it's something that everybody should do at least once in their life, if you can go to the Grand Canyon. I mean, I've been to many other national parks, but the Grand Canyon is back to being my favorite national park of them all. It's an incredible place, and it's probably one of the most beautiful places on Earth, for sure. And from there, I came here. I arrived today mid-afternoon. It was a long drive. It was 4.5 hours by the GPS, and you know it took 6, right? At least. Beautiful drive too, coming from the North Rim to here. You pass by Hurricane, Utah, which is very close to Zion National Park, actually, and then you dip into... what's it called, this town, Mesquite, Nevada. But before Mesquite, Nevada, you go through the Virgin River Gorge, and that's a beautiful drive through that gorge. And by the way, the Angel River is the same river that is in Zion National Park. That's the river that carved all those canyons. So the Virgin River Gorge, and then from there Mesquite, Nevada, and from there it was another hour and a half or so here to Las Vegas, where I'm staying, and I'm staying at the same place where I stayed in February, Sam's Town. And tomorrow, I'm recording this on Wednesday, of course. Tomorrow we're gonna experience the fireworks on the Strip, and then I don't know, we're gonna spend here the whole weekend until Sunday, and then from there I go to Anaheim, California for VidCon, and then we'll see, we continue north in my effort to explore the four corners of the United States. Not the four corners monument here in the Wild West, but the four corners, like the northernmost, the westernmost, the southwesternmost. That will be 8 corners, really, of the lower 48. And hopefully by the time I finish this trip, I would have visited all the lower 48 states. We'll see. We'll see if I can make that possible, and of course share all that with you guys. Well, that's pretty much all I have for you today. It's been one of those fast-paced road trips, and I've been in many places where there's no internet, so I know I have a lot of emails from a lot of people, and I'm going to answer those probably next week, because here in Las Vegas I have good internet, and I'm going to have good internet in Anaheim, California as well, and I'm going to stay put for several days. So on the next episode, I will answer some of your questions and some of your emails, and maybe I even have some voicemails. What else? This Friday, I'm gonna try to do a live stream at 3 p.m. Here Eastern, and I mean 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern, and I do believe that's midnight in Central Western Europe. So stay tuned for that. And this Sunday, no, there's not gonna be a new video. Unfortunately, I haven't had time to edit it, and I haven't had internet to do my usual research, and it's just not gonna be possible to do a whole video from here till Sunday. So I have something, I have a little special for you guys this Sunday, and then on the following Sunday we're gonna get our kicks on Route 66, Amarillo, Texas, all the way to Oklahoma City and then beyond. All right, everybody, I have to go to the airport to pick up Illy, so I'm gonna stop the podcast right here, upload it, and schedule it for Friday morning. Until next Friday, have a great 4th of July. I hope you did, and thank you so much for listening, as always, and see you on the road.